I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, kids, it is just a little bit past 7:30 here. It's Uncle Gak here, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Time now for Radio Free Gak. And we have less than 3 days left in 2008. Ella Fitzgerald has a jackpot question in advance.
I was walking down the street after the Third World War. There was nothing left to see, just the ghost of guns and gray. No more fresh water, just a radiator cane. Started thinking about World War One and World War Two. I was thinking about you and me and everything we've been through. I hope our love ain't a dinosaur.
Dinosaur on the Ark by The Very Best. And you can find that on their debut album. Esau, Muamwai, and Radio Clit are The Very Best, on sale through Green Owl Records here in North America. And you can actually download that the entire album off their site through the Green Owl site, which I think is greenowl.com, although I'll post a link to my website, yak.ca, after the show once I get that confirmed. Mwamwaya was a drummer from Malawi in East Africa before moving to London in 1999, where he ran a furniture shop nearby Radio Clit's old studio. And before The Very Best, we heard the great Ella Fitzgerald as remixed by Mangini and Palin. And that is What Are You Doing New Year's Eve off the Verve Remixed Christmas Compilation. And yes, this is Radio Free Gag, broadcasting from a pretty quiet and empty UBC campus here in a very, very snowy Vancouver. We're on the dial here at 101.9, and we're on the web at citr.ca. I'm on the air till 9, so you can always call the studio here. The phones are working, 604-822-2487. If you have shout-outs, resolutions for 20-09, you can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. I'm going to stick with music from '08 here, with a spotlight towards the tail end of the show on Thomas Newman's whimsical soundtrack to this year's Pixar film, WALL-E. But first, from Regina, this is Sylvie, off their album Trees and Shade Are Our Only Fences. Here's a song for anyone dealing with our local airport here over the past week and change. So here it is. Please Make It Home on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Legend has it, before this stone was empty plain. time, sleeping country. Ghost holes in my head, keeping time. Wandering minds, trying to try to lose all of nothing. Now familiar, now forgotten. Forget the vibes, forget the song. Being gone, trying to it's kind of
right, there we have the Constantines. And the best way to get from Guelph to Toronto is the 401. As the Constantines know, the reliable highway to make it across the country is the Trans-Canada, except not from Surrey or Burnaby. Trans-Canada appears on this year's Kensington Heights album through Arts and Crafts Records, and the former Guelph Quintet have done well with their move to Toronto. Trans-Canada is also a B-side to a fantastic little 7-inch, and the A-side is a Bee Gees cover, and that is Islands in the Stream, the famous duet by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Although the cons were joined by Ms. Leslie Feist, a fellow arts and crafter. School of Seven Bells are a trio made up from ex-Secret Machine Benjamin Curtis, and then twin sisters Alejandra and Claudia Deheza, formerly of On Air Library. Their debut album, Alpinisms, came out this October, and from that album, this is Wired for Light on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Faith and heat, a desert full of new time.
And with that, we had Seattle's Fleet Foxes with what many people consider one of the best songs of the year, White's Winter Hymnal, off their self-titled debut through Sub Pop. The quintets are in the midst of touring Australia and New Zealand right now, where it is summertime and nothing should be white save for the sunscreen upon their face. You are listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR Vancouver.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection, too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audio Pile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm GAC. This is Radio Free GAC. Johan Johansson is an Icelandic composer who's the founder of Kitchen Motors in Reykjavik, an intrepid arts group that have fingers in many realms. Amongst collaborating with Panasonic, Barry Adamson, and Mark Almond, separately, plus his numerous soundtracks for film and stage, Johansson produces his own works, including 2006's IBM 1401, a user's manual and orchestral tribute to recording his father made of the titular mainframe computer onto a reel-to-reel in the 70s. His most recent work is an exploration in automaker Henry Ford's failed attempt at a utopian life, and this would have been in South America in the 1920s. From the album Fordlandia, this is Fordlandia Aerial View on Radio Free GAC, CITR, Vancouver.
That I was one, that you weren't all that sweet.
Morgan Geist with Ruthless City, found on the Environ label Owner's first album in a decade called Double Night Time. Featured on the vocals on Ruthless City, along with a good percentage of the rest of the album, is Jeremy Greenspan, one half of Hamilton, Ontario's Junior Boys. And those boys are heard to have almost completed work on a new album set for 2009. Next up on Radio Free Gak, here's a song you've probably heard all year, but it's a nice bellwether for the past 12 months and segs nicely into this next set of Gentle Dance. You're My Number One Guy references the first Batman film from 20 years ago, as does the video for the song. This is Hot Chip with Ready for the Floor on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Do it now. Say it now. We'll be right back.
I never kid about science, Barney. Some of the greatest inventions were discovered by accident. Let's see. Two drops of concentrated sassafras and a dash of mango juice. That's what it needed. Now to blend all the secret ingredients together. Success after 411 tries.
You can invent the future. BC Hydro is looking for energy conservation ideas. If you have an idea on how to get people to use less electricity, tell us. You could win $2,500. Visit inventthefuture.ca to learn how to submit your idea or to vote for your favorite submission. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Regulations här. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
This is Radio Free Gak. What we heard before the little break there was Friendly Fires and the song Paris, though that would be the Aeroplane remix featuring vocals by Brooklyn trio Au Revoir Simone. And you can find that on the Paris single, which came off the Hertfordshire Act self-titled debut earlier this fall. As trends go, the resurgence of disco was a twist with all the headbanging rock-influenced dance over the past few years, but as most partygoers know, any quote-unquote true disco night in our damp outpost lasts much longer into the wee hours of the morning. This next act aren't revivalist, but they don't shy away. They command the floor in much the same manner. Hailing from the illustrious DFA Records and featuring the divine Anthony Johnson on vocals, who himself will play the Vogue Theater on February 27th. This is Hercules and Love Affair with Blind on CITR Vancouver.
Shine now, for it is closer, it is near. Thank you.
Right in the background there, we have Hatchback, and that's off his Colors of the Sun album. The song is The Lotus and the Robot. And Hatchback is the work of Californian producer Samuel Milton Graw for Low Recordings, mixing many German schools of 70s music there together. You're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR, Vancouver.
Yeah, all we need is some funky dap tune.
Feeling funky.
1, 2, party people in the place to be.
Funky dope. Funky dope.
1, 2, party people in the place
Rainbow
to be.
Rainbow Groove, here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Getting you in the mood for the weekend. I'm your host, DJ BFAT, and I'll present a kaleidoscope of funky grooves for your mind, body, and soul. Tune in to hear everything from underground disco, roller boogie, space funk, rare groove, jazzy house, dub reggae, and anything and everything from Chaka Khan to The Clash. That's Rainbow Groove every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Crazy fresh, crazy fresh.
Yeah, all we need is some funky dap tune.
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers. Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby. Out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it. Listen, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night with the lights as bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl, and we won't come home until we
meet. All right. We have Michael Crawford there taking the lead with Put On Your Sunday Clothes from the 1969 musical Hello, Dolly. One of the last gasps of the old Broadway film system that effectively bankrupted Fox Studios for a while. Of course, it did solidify Barbara Streisand's reputation as a star, and it featured Louis Armstrong, of course. Hello, Dolly! And the fancy footwork of Gene Kelly. Now, several of the cues from Hello, Dolly appear on Pixar's film WALL-E, which is this week's soundtrack profile on Radio Free GAC. And WALL-E, of course, was the latest computer-animated gem from the makers of Finding Nemo, Toy Story, and The Incredibles. Though this film definitely aimed for something weirder. How could a film that featured the Earth, abandoned and trash-littered, save for one boxy-looking robot who can't talk, be so widely embraced? And part of the magic comes from the sound design. And what we'll do is we'll start off with a few cues composed by Thomas Newman, who's also scored for films such as The Shawshank Redemption, American Beauty, and the Lemony Snicket debut. The first cue we'll listen to is 2815 AD from the WALL-E soundtrack.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Thomas Newman here. We started off with 2815, then the main theme to WALL-E, before a short snippet of Bubble Wrap and then Foreign Contaminant. And we just heard M.O. there in the background. This is the track we know as Repair Ward. As you heard burst or two there, robot noises provide another depth and character for the film, particularly for the first 40 minutes or so when very few audible words are heard. Most of the sound design was done by the legendary Ben Burtt, an audio artist whose work for Lucasfilm helped Star Wars and Indiana Jones gain iconic status. Burtt gave lightsabers their hum and Chewbacca his growl, using odd recording techniques and sound blending. The lightsabers themselves actually came from a detuned TV station, which he basically resampled, and Chewbacca is a mix of like a walrus and some other animals as well. He also voiced R2-D2, which made him an obvious candidate to voice most of the robots in WALL-E after he joined Pixar in 2005. What we'll do is we'll listen to a few more of Thomas Newman's selections from the WALL-E soundtrack, and we'll start off with the constant weather on the spaceship Axiom. This will be 72 degrees and sunny, which it ain't here in Vancouver. CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. All right, when we started off there, it was 72 degrees and sunny before leading towards Define Dancing. And in the background here, we have Mutiny. And those are all part of Thomas Newman's soundtrack to the film WALL-E. Newman's music can also be heard in the new film Revolutionary Road, and early Hollywood buzz is that scores to both films may be up for Oscar consideration, which is nice because he's been nominated 8 times before, but he's never won. However, of course, it's too early to tell, but in a few short weeks, the nominees will be announced, and once I have a list of the 5 nominees, I'll be sure to scrounge up whatever work I can find for those composers and present them to you in 2009. So what we'll do right now is just queue up a quick little thing here, just because there will be a leap second added, and those of you listening on shortwave may be able to hear something similar to this right now. So bear with me 1 second while I get this ready.
Attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
That's right, and as Guy Lombardo leads us out here, that's it. And for any and all 2008 episodes of Radio Free GAC. Coming up in just a few short minutes, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it is Vengeance is Mine, 2 hours of punk with Trevor Fielding. As always, if you missed any of this week's show or any of the shows over the past year, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Subscribe easily through CITR's website, which is citr.ca. Or you visit my website, which is gak.ca. Playlists are also available, along with links to the artists heard. To close this episode, in 2008 in general, here's a field recording to consider for those of you living close to open waters. New Year's Eve is known as Hogmanay to the Scottish population, and composer Bill Thompson made a field recording back when 2004 became 2005 of the ships passing by his home in Aberdeen. And this will be Hogmanay in the North Sea. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to stay tuned to CITR through the evening and into the new year. My name is Gak, and to you and yours, all the best, and auld lang syne.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Wouldn't it be nice to be on a cruise boat right now to Tropic Island? Yeah, that would be nice.
I'm already there.
Yeah, well, it's nice and warm in the studio here, and it will be even warmer when the jazz show starts in a very few minutes with Gavin Walker. You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.